Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Robert Arnoff. Robert is the founder of Arnoff & Associates, Inc., one of the most distinguished employee benefits consulting firms in the U.S. He is the author of the 3 R's of employee benefits, recruiting, retention, rewards, as well as a professional speaker on the topics of employee benefits and business management. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Robert.
Thank you, Karma.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Sure. Well, like most professional speakers, I started speaking for free, first locally, then on a regional basis, then on a national stage. And after the third time speaking at the benefits forums, I was approached by 2 people, and they asked me, how much are you getting paid? And after my book came out, I really knew that I was going to be a professional speaker. And it was asked that question, I was really at a loss for what to say when they were asking me how much did you get paid, because I was embarrassed because they weren't paying me anything.
So given your experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something that you're born being able to do, and why do you believe that?
Well, for me, it's definitely a learned skill. I'm a big believer in Toastmasters. I wish I would have started years ago, but I recently started Toastmasters less than a year ago.
Yeah, I was once a Toastmaster myself, and I remember how it was kind of intimidating at first, but then it becomes addictive after a while.
Yes, I agree.
So now, imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe are your main superpowers?
I would say, without a doubt, innovation. As the 2009 recipient of the most innovative employee benefits advisor in the country by 2 major publications. The first publication is called EmployersWeb.com, and the second publication is called CDHC Solutions Magazine. I have the honor of being the most innovative broker consultant for that category, so I believe that innovation comes very naturally for me as a superpower.
How do you use innovation in public speaking?
Well, a lot of times it's really looking at what problems exist that people have. I would have to say you have to really think outside the box when you're a professional speaker. You got to look at what is the public that you're addressing really need? What unique knowledge can you share that no one else knows? And someone in the audience, ideally everybody in the audience, would truly value.
And what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that particular superpower to use innovation in their own speaking?
Well, definitely, as I said, thinking outside the box, thinking what unique knowledge that you possess. And there is obviously thousands of motivational speakers out there, but I really believe that everybody that's going into the field of professional speaking should go where it's less crowded. Create your own niche. Join Toastmasters is another bit of advice I would have to help you develop that superpower.
Now, when you say develop your own niche, are you talking about the topic that you focus on, or?
Yes. I mean, there are a multitude of topics you can speak on, but if you are passionate about certain topics, you really want to key in on what you're passionate about and what you have a knowledge base of.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today, Robert.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is the end of today's Public Speaking Superpowers episode. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.